So I want to announce this wedding, but quick, don't send any presents, and certainly don't throw any confetti, because convicted killer Joran Vandersloot, remember him, is now a married man. The 26-year-old Netherlands native is serving a 28-year sentence for the 2010 murder of a Peruvian college student, Stephanie Flores, and is the main suspect, and always has been the main suspect, in the infamous disappearance of Natalie Holloway. He wed a 24-year-old Peruvian woman, Lady Figueroa, in a Lima prison on Friday morning last week, his attorney confirms. Local mayor Jan Barria presided over the ceremony. Not sure why that happened. Figueroa, who wore a white dress during the nuptials, met the cold-blooded killer. This is Radar Online saying this. I love this story. There's many press releases about this. Met the cold-blooded killer while visiting a relative in the prison. So there you go. You come to visit a relative, you get to meet Joran Vandersloot. They became friends and spent a lot of time together in his cell. And you know, when Joran first got sentenced for the murder of Stephanie, they talked about how tough this prison will be and how he's finally going to get the justice he deserves. And yeah, right. So again, they became friends and spent a lot of time in his cell. Vandersloot's attorney explained, unlike the United States, here in Peru, loved ones or relatives can see inmates inside their jail cells. And now the young woman is expecting the couple's first child in September. But the dad-to-be won't be so hands-on. He still has to serve 24 more years in the Peruvian prison before being extradited to the United States, where he is facing extortion charges in connection to Holloway's disappearance. So, not so congratulations to Joran Vandersloot. Sympathies to the family of the girl who married him, and for the child that's going to be wed or born in the near future, I will reserve comment. And to the Holloways, you still deserve justice, and Natalie still needs to be found. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.